This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. We're going to be talking with a local author today. Marcia Hubler from Snyder County has been with us on the program before. It has been a while, though, and we're going to hear today about her latest book, which is actually her 19th book. We'll hear about that, and we'll also talk about her work with the Montrose Writers Conference. Marcia, thanks for being with us on the program. Let me start by asking you about your 19th book you're publishing, correct?
This has been my 19th book, yes. It's called Tommy Pockets, and it's quite different from what I'm usually writing. I have a reputation of being a horse person, and I have 11 books out that have kids and horses in them, but this one has no horses.
What prompted the change?
Well, I started this book about 10 years ago and wrote the first three chapters and put them in the file cabinet. I did not like what I had written, so I forgot about it. And I started having lunch with my pastor's wife, and she was telling me some crazy stories about her growing up, her childhood, and that inspired me to pull these chapters out, and I revised the whole thing. And what I did this time was I wrote in a different voice as well. It's just like a different person came out of me when I wrote this book. It's a historical fiction, and using some of the crazy stories that Nancy told me, I came up with an idea concerning a girl who wanted to be a champion pool player and a pool shark in the 50s, but there was one big problem. Women were not allowed in pool rooms back then. So this main protagonist is 13 years old, and she wants to be that world champion pool player. But what she does is she disguises herself as a boy, and her father approves. In fact, he's a very good pool player, and he also takes her with him, and they go and they shoot pool and beat everybody. But the main protagonist, and her nickname is Pockets, she has another secret life that even her father and her grandmother know nothing about. She runs with a gang, she gets in trouble, and she is sent for counseling to the Salvation Army with a Captain Arlene Masters, who has a passion to help kids, and she has met her match. And to make a long story short, the book identifies with children who are going through divorce because this Pockets lives with her dad and her grandmother. And we deal with that issue very gently for this age group. This is a tween novel, and there's hope in Jesus Christ. So Pockets comes to know the Lord as her Savior, and her life is changed. That's the crux of the plot.
Okay, so in some ways it's very similar to your earlier books, but in other ways it's also a complete departure as far as being away from the horses and the Keystone Stable series that you did.
Right. The Keystone Stables has been in print since 2004. There's over 250,000 of them in print. It's a bestseller and still selling. But this book, like I said, is so different. I wrote this in first person for people who dabble in writing. They'll know what that means. The other books I've written are all in third person, so I have a completely different voice. But I have a background in shooting pool myself. My father was an excellent pool shooter. He could have gone pro. So he taught me the game, so I have a handle on how that game is handled. In fact, I have a pool table in my basement. It's my father's that he bought many, many, many years ago. And so I had that background. So that's what has evolved from my past. And a lot of people have said, now, is this book yours, your life? No, not really. I grew up with a father and a mother, although my father did not come to know the Lord until he was 70. But there are some things here that take place in Ashland, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and people reading the book and know anything about that area would know some of the names of the parks and the businesses that I mentioned.
So it's interesting because I've heard people say you need to write what you know, and if I was to write a book about pool, I would have no clue. So you have that background too, and plus your education background that kind of helps you identify with the protagonist.
Right. I've worked with children for over 50 years, working in public school. I was the principal of the Kramer Christian Academy for over 14 years, and now I do homeschool evaluations. And we had foster children here in our home for over 12 years. And what's really exciting about this book, it's the first book that I ever asked for endorsements from folks. And since one of the main characters is a Salvation Army counselor, I asked the editorial director of the Salvation Army National Publications, Jeff McDonald, if he would read the book and endorse it. And he did. He loved the book. And my prayer is that we can get this book into the hands of many children who need to know the Lord Jesus as Savior. Jeff gave me a wonderful endorsement along with three other folks, including a director of the Wayne Pike Child Evangelism Fellowship, another fellow that I know from Child Welfare Professional down in the Hershey area, Dan Brownell, the editor of Today's Christian Living. These men have given me endorsements along with four ladies who are best-selling authors, and I'm just thrilled about that we can get this book's name out there in the public so that we can get it into the hands of kids who need to know that there's hope in Jesus Christ.
Okay, and again, the book is Tommy Pockets, and Pockets being her nickname, correct?
Right. Her real name is Tommy Leland, but okay. Everybody calls her Pockets, obviously, because she is a pool shark.
All right. And now, like we said, you're right what you know. You knew pool, but you also knew horses. I mean, that's the book's dealing with horses. That was an interest of yours as well, correct?
Right. I had horses for over 20 years, and we had them during the time when we had the foster kids here. And some of those crazy, wild stories that happened with the kids really did find a place in the books that I wrote as fiction. So kids and horses just seem to go together, okay. And especially with girls. There's just something about girls and horses. They love them. Most girls like them very much.
Okay.
So that has been very profitable for me to write about horses.
All right. And for folks who would like to get more information, you have several websites that we could refer to, correct?
I have a website that's MarshaHublerAuthor.com. I also am on Facebook. I also have a horse blog for children. They can go and read all about horses. And that's at horsefactsbymarshahubler.wordpress.com.
And we know your interest in horses and pool go way back. But as far as your interest in writing, when did you first have that interest, and when did you first actually tackle it toward, you know, with the goal of publishing?
I was always encouraged in school by several teachers to write, but I never really got into it to seriously consider being published about 25 years ago. And I just started journaling, and some issues in my life came up that were very hard to deal with, so I journaled those thoughts. And one thing led to another, and I wrote a short article about one of our foster girls, and I called the article Bus Kit. She was coming to our church on a bus, and it was accepted by a Christian magazine, and that was my first publication. And from that point on, I had other articles and other short stories published, and that's the way that I think any author should go. Most people think, well, I have nothing to do today. I think I'll write a book and get it published. Well, there's a lot involved concerning getting published. The best way to start is writing articles and short stories. And then my very first book was a women's Bible study guide called Draw Me Closer, Lord. It's a Bible study guide on prayer. And then I met Barbara Scott, the editor from Zondervan, in 2001, and that brought the contract for the 8 books in the Keystone Stables. So it was just a matter of the Lord moving and bringing it into my life at the proper time. And the short stories, the articles led to, right now, I'm working on my 20th book. It's the second book in the series to Tommy Pockets. There'll probably be at least 3 books in this series about Tommy.
Okay. And now you're also director with the Montrose Christian Writers Conference, which I'm sure some of our listeners probably already know, but from listening to the station. But if you could make a brief mention of that also fits into our theme today.
Yes, I assumed that responsibility 5 years ago when Patty Souter, of course, everybody knows Patty. She had been doing it for 20 years, and she stepped down with just the idea to spend more time with her family and do some traveling. So we have a terrific lineup every year. We have an average of 16 folks on faculty, and we cover every aspect of writing that you could imagine, from just starting out, how to use periods and commas properly, to marketing, how to get that book into the hands of folks who'd really love it, how to write fiction, how to write poetry, how to write nonfiction. We just cover everything. There's over 50 classes presented every year. And it's just a wonderful time in July. This coming year, it will be July 12th to the 17th. And we're already planning. We already have the faculty hired. And if you want to learn to write, or even if you're an experienced writer, there's always something to learn. I've been going for over 20 years, and I'm still learning a lot about how to write.
Okay. And that's montrosebible.org as far as looking for more information there, correct?
Yes.
Place to go. Okay. And again, the book we're talking about today on the program is Tommy Pockets, a tween historical fiction novel with a salvation message, written by Marcia Hubler, her 19th book. And you say you're working on your 20th, so we will look forward to that as well, Marcia. Thanks for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.